As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A problem that every coach faces every year is if you think you can just pick up where you left off, you lose sight of the details, you lose sight of the how, you lose sight of like what got you to that point. And so there's elements of what we did last year that we obviously need to continue to sustain, but there's so many elements we got to get better at. I think when you just focus sometimes on the good or we got a lot of guys back, you can get comfortable. And we got to get better on offense, right? We got to find ways to improve. As long as we embody that and have that mindset, regardless if we had 11 new starters or all 11 back, we got to have that same approach.
Joe Brady, got to get better. Sure.
That's how I feel.
Franchise record in points.
I'm always striving.
You can't get complacent.
Just trying to improve every day. Even a minuscule percentage. Keep getting better.
I think the only way... the Bills can get better on offense is the one thing we obsess about. I don't know what else it would be. It would not be up front. It would not be Josh Allen related, mostly, right? Hitting that downfield pass is his job, but wouldn't be like, oh, we got to get him different in this way. Wouldn't be the running game. What could it be? It would be...
explosive plays in the passing game.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. Where they wouldn't need to be so... efficient as often on offense because they're playing a more conservative brand. I don't know what else I could even think of that would be like improving their offense.
Yeah.
But I do think that's big, and it really is at the root of all these conversations we have about their players.
Yeah. And I know I've not heard the point made, I don't think, this offseason, or maybe it's possible McDermott and or Bean. I remember McDermott making the point one of these off seasons, I feel like it was last year, about drives that have an explosive play, 20 yards or more, the percentage of those that end in points or touchdowns is, you know, like he definitely recognizes the value of having that in your bag, like having that club to be able to hit the big play, whether it's a touchdown or not, but just, you know, get, you know, the odd 25 or 30 yard pass play, like I'm scoring. You know, that's how those plays often feel. I mean, emotionally they feel that way, but like the data tells you the drives that contain that sort of play end in points more often than those that don't. And it stands to reason. You don't have to do as many things right as many times if you are getting a chunk of yards on one play, whether it's, you know, handing the ball off and a guy running 30 yards through a seam like James Cook did many times last year, or it's hitting a pass down the field. All that requires is a guy getting open and your quarterback having enough time to get him the ball. Everybody's got a job to do to make it happen. I'm not saying it's that easy, but it's just, if you've got that in your arsenal, it's a big advantage. So I wonder if they will try to work on that. Or, you know, again, we're hearing words here from Joe Brady about, you know, evolving and getting better and not taking anything for granted, and I appreciate that. That is the one thing that they really didn't do much of very well last year. It was be explosive.
How is it that on two profootballreference.com pages, the basic one and then the advanced one, the game logs, I can't get James Cook's long run per game? That's not on there? I mean, the advanced one gives me a lot. Yards after breaking tackles.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see, like, long. That's what I want. What is, you know, Cook is, we're at a point with Cook, and I'm, maybe this isn't fair for me to say because I didn't, you know, I'm one who didn't bring it up to Sal. Go ahead.
I've got last year open here with game by game long runs if you have a direct question or do you want.
Would that be ESPN.com?
Yes, it would.
How do you like that? How many games was his long run more than, like, 10 yards or more? Most?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, most. Most. Yes.
Most games he had at least one 10-yard run?
Yeah.
How about 15?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven times he had?
7 times.
What are the highest numbers? 15 or more. What are his biggest runs? Miami?
New England. What week is this? Anyway, I don't know what order I'm going in here because the games don't look like they're adding up in the right order to me. Oh, it's going backwards from the open.
Now we're at ESPN.com.
The top of the page is the last game of the season instead of the other way around. So anyway.
That's an outrage. That is a heinous act.
I've never noticed this about the player stats because nothing else seems to be like this.
That is a disgusting act.
Hit a 15-yard run against the Cardinals, a 49-yarder against the Dolphins. And these are the 15-yard only above. 18-yarder against Seattle, a 20-yarder against Indianapolis, a 65-yarder against the Niners, a 41-yarder against the Lions, a 46-yarder against New England the following week. Those are the long runs per game. I left out any that, you know, were below 15. There's a couple of 13s, a 12, an 11, and then an 8 or a 6.
It's a big part of his year. It's always the touchdowns, but because really a lot of those games are not. I mean, he went for 107 against San Francisco. He had a 65-yarder. He went for 100 exactly in the first New England game. He had a
46-yarder in that one, right.
That's half his game.
105 against Detroit, 41-yarder in that game. Yeah, and that was, to my eyes, new. Him running away from people last year, I did not see that his first 2 years here. Much. I don't know, that could have just been better line play, you caught the defense in the right thing or whatever, and so, but I feel like there were times last year where he did accelerate away from people, and I never thought he had that gear, but last year he seemed to have that gear. So I don't know if there was work done in the off season that led to that, but I just saw a more explosive player last year. You want me to get the season before that out and see the long runs?
No, I don't know.
I don't need to do that.
I don't know that. I'm not going to say that you're wrong about that. I would, in a vacuum, tend to say, well, that's probably mostly not possible. But okay, I mean, maybe his weight or something about. This is not breaking.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
News. Your running back is as good as your line and your offense. And last year, if not also the year before, Rich Rebar told us this. We knew it about the Bills' offensive line. However great they might be, what they've been that's so key and important, if that's the same thing, to their success is the five guys have been on the field constantly. And they did well enough, plus Alec Anderson, to open up things for Cook. And when you have Allen, too, it's going to be hard to stop if that's what you want to do. So, you know, not to belabor a point about him, I just don't really care if it's James Cook or someone else. Because if I'm in those same circumstances, my other guy is going to do fine, maybe sometimes even better, depending on how explosive he is or just what kind of runner he is. That's why part of it is just from a, you know, from the standpoint of this job, it would have been fun, I think, to see them draft somebody in like the fifth round. It would have been somebody that, if you will, the Chris Trapassos of the world maybe would have really liked. And then we're in here at the OTAs, and I'm annoying Sal with, how does Jarquez Hunter look? But he's on the Rams, so we don't have that. We don't have anybody new.
Right.
And you know, I'm not sad about that, but I think I would have enjoyed the other scenario. I don't know. What's the best-case scenario with Cook? I don't think it's for you that the Bills give him a three-year contract.
No. I think my ideal – this has not changed since day one. Like the day he tweeted the eyeball emojis or whatever it was that started, the $15 million a year contract train for him – my ideal scenario is he comes in and gives you some semblance of last year, like to the best of his ability. He gives you last year again. I'm not going to count on 16 touchdowns. I'd sign right now for 10. But he just gives me the year and rides off into the sunset. If somebody wants to give him that big money in free agency, then go ahead, and then I'll have Ray Davis and Ty Johnson, and then I'll be in the business of drafting someone, I imagine, because that model, I like that model. I mean, this is what they – now, Cook has turned out to be a better player, a more valuable player than Devin Singletary. But third-round draft pick, they let him run it, and they let him go, and, you know, he's gone on his way and fine. He's been on two teams in 2 years since he left here. I'm not sure where he ended up now.
Giants.
Is he still on the Giants? Okay.
I think so.
He went to Houston first and then to the Giants,
yes.
I think, right? Okay.
The Giants have two other guys. Nobody's drafting Singletary. I think he's still there.
But anyway the point is they used him up to an extent. I mean, I know he's still playing, but they got what they wanted out of him and let him go on his way. And I think Cook, I don't see a reason not to do the same thing with James Cook. Like, my ideal scenario is get a fourth good year out of him and replace him with someone young and cheap.
Cruel.
That's what I think you should do at running back.
Did you know that Cook, I think I used to know this and had forgotten, Cook is 6 weeks older than Davis?
Oh, I did not know that.
Like, Davis was old coming into the league for a prospect, and I think maybe that held him back a little bit, but because, you know, it's kind of a strike against, I think, with running backs or receivers too. Maybe not quarterbacks anymore. Tyler Shug is 38. The Saints drafted him in the second round, and he's the first player ever to be drafted at the same number as his age. Pick 42. No. Davis is November of 99, and Cook is late September of 99. They're both younger than your marriage.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sorry, it took me a second.
I don't know why. I didn't mean that as a shot.
That's right.
June of 99.
Right, that's right.
So yep.
I got married before they were born. Right?
You were married before
right.
Maybe all of the Bills running backs were born. How does Johnson compare? Is Johnson going to be older than both guys?
Yes. I'm going to say he's born before I got married.
That's correct. He is 27. The other guys are 25, so well done. Time out here. Lines are open for you. 803-0550. Cook or any of the other topics we've been hitting lately. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.